Welcome to Inside Track, a conversation with New York's leading property management executives. I'm Paula Chin with Habitat Magazine, and my guest today is Stuart Halper, principal at Impact Real Estate. Stuart, to hear the economic experts tell it, inflation is starting to ease off, but as we all know, it's still a very punishing environment out there for co-ops and condos, and by extension, their managers. Can you give us a lay of the land as to what's going on out there and how much boards are struggling?
As we've been going through the yearly budgetary process, what's become apparent is there are a number of items that are still reeling from cost increases that are going on across the board in certain finite areas. And the biggest items right now that we're dealing with are massively increased insurance costs and the costs for carrying debt for especially cooperatives that are facing imminent refinancing of their underlying mortgage. That's not as severe right now as the cost of insurance, which is afflicting both the cooperatives and the condominiums. What we're seeing now is at times a doubling or tripling, especially of the umbrella coverage, and also a massive reduction within the umbrella coverage itself, where previously the insurance companies were selling $100 million policies, and now they want to scale them back to 15 or 20 million. So they're decreasing by 75, 80%. Yet in the end, they're also increasing the premium generally by 50%. It's a doubling of the costs, which the boards are having a difficult challenge in that the boards are political entities. They're beholden to the shareholders. They're terrified of shareholders facing imminent increases of their maintenance. They're getting pulled every which way. And now, all of a sudden, the co-ops, which if they were smart co-ops, increased along the way. But now, even with increasing along the way, nobody saw this coming. I mean, we've been recommending generally between 5 and 10% increases of the general maintenance over the last 2 years. But now it's going up now completely just to meet or even doing an assessment, which you'd rather not do, because this is going to be a reoccurring expense. We don't see these prices really coming down in the near future.
As maintenance is increased, many boards are making that decision. As a management executive, how is that affecting you day by day?
If they do go along and they do raise it to an appropriate level, what you're seeing is arrears starting to rise, people not paying their maintenance in full or on time, especially on the fringe co-ops and condominiums where you have individuals who are just barely making it. They're forced to sell, especially the pressure is really arising in the HDFCs, which cater to the moderate income owner. They're getting stressed that you're seeing apartments come on the market for sale, that you're seeing an increase where you haven't seen that in a long time.
And what about working with boards to pay their bills, to pay these premiums, to pay their fuel costs? Are you scrambling?
It depends upon the individual co-op or condo. If the boards make the move and they raise the maintenance, it takes the pressure off of everybody. The ones that barely get by, who have very little meat on the bones and don't have sufficient cash reserves or a cash balance, you're stealing from one to pay the other. And you're trying to spread that out across the board. You know, instead of dealing with two oil companies, hypothetically, now you're buying from four or five, simply just to spread out the debt and buying time. And it puts increased pressure on everybody because you're waiting till the last minute to pay everything. The other thing that's happening also, which creates a tremendous amount of stress for the individuals, is that the insurance companies, even with their increases, they're coming at you at the last minute with 3 days left to make a decision when you have to renew. Puts a tremendous amount of stress on a board, on the manager, and then ultimately on the shareholders when they hear about this at the last minute.
Speaking of which, I imagine there is a lot of tension between shareholders and boards, and certainly not through any fault of the boards. What do you see happening at your properties? Is there more strife? Is there more blame being placed on boards? And how do you help them with that?
Most of their constituency understand what's going on, because in the harsh reality, most of the boards now are forced to make the right decision. Ultimately, in the end, whether they like it or not, they're going to have to increase the maintenance. Do most of the shareholders and owners and condominiums understand this? For the most part, yes, but it creates an unpleasant atmosphere.
And is there anything that boards can do, or is there anything that you can do to sort of help improve the situation?
Education. Getting out there, having special meetings with the ownership before the increases come so that they understand what's going to be happening in 3 months, what's going to be happening in 6 months. The ones that listen, and we try to get this out, the transition is a lot better. And educating the board members themselves. There is denial, but for the most part, in the end, there's just raw acceptance of this. And it's the lay of the land. And everybody's seeing it all over the place. And now it's hitting home, where now this is going up really at levels that they haven't seen for the most part ever. It's been such a long time since we faced such an inflationary track, where it's across the board and not just one item, that experience eases it. But most of the ownership today has not been through this before.
You mentioned communication and education. Are there any particular strategies boards should take in terms of how they keep shareholders both educated and informed? What do you think is the most effective?
In the end, the shareholder meeting and getting the information out early, putting the physical budget in people's hands so that they see it, having the most recent financials, your 2022 numbers, especially showing it versus the 2021 numbers. Seeing is believing. You need to give people all of the information that is readily available, which then puts more stress on the management company and really a lot of stress on the accountants, the independent firms who are preparing the certified audits. Keep in mind, if you're making a decision based upon 2021 as your base and you're seeing 2023 and you really haven't looked at 22 numbers, that's not good. And you want to have the most recent numbers to base the projected increases.
Stu, any final words of advice or takeaway to offer to our listeners?
Get the information out as early as possible. This is the recommendation on our behalf to the board members, to the shareholders and owners. It's unfortunate, but this is what's happening all over the place. You're facing it on an individual basis. And now most of these housing entities are now facing this harsh reality.
Stuart, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really informative. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.